Blog Talk Radio.
Count Floyd, reminding you to stay tuned to SCTV this Christmas Eve for the Count Floyd Have Yourself a Scary Little Christmas Special.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Oh! Not even a corpse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that a Gila monster soon would be there.
Yes, and there'll be plenty of scary guests to liven up your Christmas spirits. Good scary guests. Like
you,
Lucille Ball. And then a real scary guest, the kid from Deliverance. So be sure to watch my special. It's sure to tear your pants off. Along with bringing you some good holiday cheer. And I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, I'll be back next year with lots of things to put under your pillows. Things like rats and snakes and spiders and blood-sucking monkeys from West Midland. I'll throw all those things under your pillows. So have yourself a scary little Christmas this Christmas Eve with Count Floyd on SCTV. Oh! 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 Oh!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
You heard wrong.
Giddy up.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't no way to have fun.
Open up the window, let some air to this room. I think mama's choking from the smell of stale perfume. And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't no way to
at my girlfriend, she just passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, but I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me.
She said that ain't no way to have fun.
Possum theme. Oh, thanks for the chat room, Blog Talk.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stonish family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Come on, let's ride with the family down the street. Through the courtesy of friends to feed. When you're with the Flintstones, every ever, ever do time, ever do time, we'll have a gay old time.
Start again.
Count Floyd, reminding you to stay tuned to SCP.
Just that kidding around. That's a comedy. So without any further ado, I present the Council of Expert. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby! Let's have a little humility here now.
Hey, Professor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just well. How are you doing, Commodore?
I'll tell you what.
A wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar while he eats you.
Yeah, no?
Ain't that the truth?
I think there's a reason I kept that one around.
Uh-huh. I feel like the bar has been biting me in the ass.
Man, I had this cough right before I had to come on and say live and everything. And I had kind of a head rush, man. I'm like, whoa!
Sure.
Yeah, man, right. I haven't done that since Woodstock. Crazy, man.
Could be a soup.
I think it's a Heaney. It's a Heaney. Hang on here. Getting Ted his treat. He came alive. Man, I was hoping the Reverend Wendy would show up tonight. Not that I don't always hope that she'd show up, but did you see the craziness? The fake moon landing.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, this guy. He's released this footage. Supposedly taken 15 years ago, days before Stanley Kubrick's death, where Kubrick confesses that indeed his masterwork,
that he did it. Oh, okay.
Was the first two moon landings. He produced those. So that was yesterday. I was like, yeah, I was like, oh my God, Wendy got to hear about this. I should have posted it on her page. Anyway, then today the Kubrick people came out and said, well, actually, no, that is entirely made up.
That's a shame that I have to come out and say that. My question has always been, what, did they fake it five times? I mean, come on.
Well, maybe just the first two were fake. He didn't say anything about the rest of them.
12 astronauts, 12 still in the moon.
I just saw that clip of Buzz Aldrin knocking the guy in the mush.
Yeah, punching her out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny as shit. Because the guy's total dick. And he's totally asking for it, you know?
Yeah.
He finally punches him, you're like, yeah! You fucking dipshit.
You got to figure, that's a major accomplishment that only few people could actually say. And here you have this gag law saying it never happened. Fuck you. Way to go, Buzz.
Yeah. Good stuff. But, of course, you know, was faked, so. We'll leave it at that.
Kubrick did it.
Nah, that's one I never could buy into that one. Apologize,
I can't
Reverend.
Buy it in most of them.
Well, man, that's this false flag shit, man. I mean, it's on the record that they do this shit, you know.
Uh-huh.
Gulf of Tonkin, for instance. Getting a beer here. What's his head? The guy that was Secretary of State, McNamara. He came out, you know, a few years back and said, yeah, we kind of made it up. You know, sorry about all them guys that got shot and killed and stuff and all the fucking deformed babies in Vietnam because of the Agent Orange and shit worse than that we poured on them for another 10 years. But, you know, hey, shit happens.
Well, you see, the thing I don't like in the conspiracy theories were is one person can keep a secret, maybe two. Any more than that, it's impossible. If it gets human nature.
If there's enough money involved, man, you're not going to talk.
No, even if there's money, there's got to be a leak through there someplace.
Well,
even the Loch Ness Monster dude confessed on their deathbed.
Well, you know, if there is a leak, then they discredit them, call them a conspiracy nut, or
kill them,
in an extreme case, whack them.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah. I see it. All right.
There's a guy... big fella was some kind of county employee at the 9/11. He was in the building 7. And they interviewed him. He's oh, Jesus Christ, bombs going off to the left of me, to the right of me, bomb the staircase. He's building 7, you know. Not the two Twin Towers. And then he told this whole story how, you know, he barely got out alive, yada, yada, yada. That guy mysteriously dies. Can't tell that story no more.
Yep.
That's how that works, man. You know.
Or Karen Silverwood. They whacked her.
You know. I'm not saying it's always a conspiracy, but if it smells like a rat.
Yeah.
You know.
I hear you.
All right. So it's Agent Orange. I saw that little bit from Trading Places where Eddie Murphy's the like he has no legs. And he was in Nam. I was in Nam, man. Where were you at? Oh, Dim Song, Kim Song Long, Dim Song Kong. I was Agent Orange, man.
Now that was more of a Philly movie than any of the fucking Rockies. They showed a great deal of Philadelphia in that movie.
They really did. They really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, Rocky, that could take place in New York, really.
Yeah. Art Museum, that's a big whoop.
And what's her head's naked boobs?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Jamie Lee.
Janet Lee's daughter. What's her name there? Vivian Lee. Okay. No.
Janet.
What is it?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
There you go. I got it. Now, her mom, though, on the other hand. If there was ever a perfect figure on a woman, I would think that Janet Lee might be it. Wow. You know?
Ever see her in Naked Spark?
No,
you're a cowboy guy. You gotta see that movie.
So I like it already. Western and Janet Leigh.
My favorite actor, Ralph. Good stuff. Ralph Meeker.
Oh. Yeah. Does he play Bugsy Moran in this one too?
Hey, he was good in Bugsy Moran.
Oh yeah. Memorable.
And he was a good Mike Hammer. Good actor.
Great actor.
Yeah,
let's not mince words.
My favorite.
Well, should we blow up Christmas?
Yeah,
take another shot at it. I've got
take
a whole week of Christmas parties to do. And I'm sure I'm going to hear plenty of. I'm just saying hello to. A new possum in the lounge. Okay, I hope I ain't coming down with a cold. Right. I got work to do. One more week. Busyness.
That sounded like a Barney Fife sniff you just did there. You know, in the middle of the
sentence. I'm trying to nip it.
nip it in the bud. That's what you got.
We're not blowing up Bing Crosby yet. We'll get around to Bing.
Oh, yeah, are you going to blow up the one that you mentioned earlier in the week?
You know what? I meant to, and then I forgot all about it.
Well, that's good. So you keep that one a little closer. You know, that's cool.
So we'll wait. Yeah, maybe closer to the big day, we'll blow up Sir Paul. Because that has to be the worst fucking Christmas song ever. I think now it's...
We got to kaboom him off the fucking planet. I don't like that.
You damn vegan bastard. Your talent. Shake out, boy. No, tonight we're just going to blow up a traditional Christmas song. This is one of those ones, like, if they keep playing it over and over again, and you go out and shoot up a post office or something, you might get off.
Justifiable.
Man. They call this one the Carol of the Bells. Take it away.
Come on, you slugs, we're rolling. Oh, stubborn, eh?
You piece of shit!
Just goes to show you don't have to have brains to be a plumber.
Not so good. He's a good secondary character. Great,
I remember
great
that.
Secondary character. Can't carry the show, though. No. Second banana. All right, there he is, Double A. R-O-N. Our good pal, Aaron Ayres. Man of many varied and weird musical tastes.
He's the vinyl king.
Yeah, he's the king of the V's. He spins them platties there. And speaking of platties, spinning platties, it's Daddy G from A Night with Daddy G.
Daddy G.
Which is a program that can be heard here on Blog Talk Radio. Saturdays at 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Daddy G. Tomorrow night.
I will not be there. I will be there in spirit.
Good enough.
I'll be working a gig. Hopefully pulling down big money.
We'll have a cocktail with your name.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And there she is. Without whom it would not be a show. Dr. Cake!
Dr. Cake.
Good to have you with us. Boy, when we lose Dr. Cake, that's when
it.
We're in trouble.
That's we're out of the lifeboats.
Yep. That's just, you know?
That's right.
That's when Leslie Nielsen steers us right into that wave, baby.
Yep, you got
talk
that
about
right.
Surf's up. All right. That's my favorite Mad parody. If you've never read it, The Poop Side Down Adventure.
Yep.
Check that out,
funny
ladies
stuff.
And gentlemen.
Funny stuff.
It's just the greatest
kid,
lines in that.
Little kid to the pisser.
That's the best one.
I still remember that from Mad Magazine. That's how we took my favorite
soap. They were hitting home runs that day. They're probably smoking that funny cigarettes without the words on them or something, man. All right, there's Getting for USA.
USA.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, the chairman of board centennial tomorrow, 100 years. Luckily, he died before he made it to 100 because, like, usually, if you live that long, it's not real pretty. Remember Bob Hope?
Well, Frank
like
was losing
zombie.
The two at the end. He wasn't making any sense.
He still went down swinging, though.
Remember that goofy speech he made? At some Lifetime Award or something?
No.
Oh, he was out of it.
I probably selectively forgot that, but I think I vaguely recall that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You got to give the guy a break, man. I thought I'd watch that From Here to Eternity flick again for the millionth time.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the greatest flicks ever.
Now, am I right
or
wrong? He's a better actor than singer. I mean, if you're going to pick which one. Van Ryan Express is a great movie.
I don't know. I mean, I think he was great in From Here to Eternity, but so often he's playing Frank, you know.
Yeah.
The Frank guy, dead guy. You know, let's see. We need more music. More music.
You ever seen a movie? You ever seen a movie? Suddenly.
I watched part of that. Was that with the big guy?
Sterling
there?
Hayden. Sterling Hayden.
Yeah, Sterling Hayden. Yeah. That was good.
Frank was a presidential assassin. Great movie.
Yeah.
Underrated.
I missed the climax, man. I was like doing housework and I stepped out right at the end, so I don't know how they thwarted Frank, but luckily they did. God bless America.
Okay,
and God bless Maggie C.
Maggie C.
First in love, first in peace, but second in the Possum Lounge tonight.
She's slipping.
Yeah, she's slipping. Good to have you with us. And there's the number one guy. There's the guy got there first.
Uh-huh.
Our old pal Oop, other people's eyes.
That's been nice.
He's out there repopulating the world.
Yep.
Ooh, what's the matter, Ted? Order more treats. And there's Bob. Hi, Bob.
Porcupine Bob.
Porcupine Bob. What it is, brother? Yeah. Wendy's not here tonight, dude. When he's not here, man.
Yeah.
I'll have to get that boner hose clip just to, you know.
Just so we can have a sound bite of her.
Maybe we'll do a boner hose later just for you, Bob.
Yeah. That
doesn't sound good. Don't play that one back, please. Yeah. And there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you, sir.
In his pomp and splendor. And last but not least, thundering into the Possum Lounge, it's the Herd Mentality, ladies and gentlemen.
Herd Mentality.
I give you the Possum Lounge. Ooga.
And you're super
as the close.
Oh, yeah. Groovy, baby. Yeah.
It's a fine looking.
Hello, Brenda Joe.
Oh, hello, Brenda Joe.
Yes.
Aw. I can see her smile now.
Can't we all?
So they was talking about the chairman of the board, yeah? We were talking about the chairman of the board. He was great, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's one special he did, like, I don't know, 62 or something. Pretty sure it's the Count Basie band.
Uh-huh.
And he's going through his song book.
Live at Sands? That was good.
Nah, this was a TV audience play, TV studio setup.
Yeah, that was in the 70s, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
No, this is an oldie. This is in early 60s. Early 60s. Anyway, in honor of Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday, Friday Frank.
Oh.
Now, this one, I thought I'd get, you know, everybody's heard a million Frank Sinatra songs. I don't know. I went through a Frank Sinatra thing, you know, like where I was digging his music and shit. And this was one of my favorite songs, but I found an unreleased version of it. This was what they threw away, which is like, you go, wow. You know? This is what they threw out. This was on the cutting room floor. So, unreleased Frank. Hit it!
Oh, I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
Frank Slot Rag!
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream. At every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. We'll be right back. at every stop that we made. Yes, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really got blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
I had to do something, man. It was very, very undued, man.
I like that.
No, it's a good song. I like that song.
Uh-huh.
I like that song.
It's like you told me before when we were talking about Frank. He's the one that had the big bands behind him. Remember, I was always saying Dino and Dino, Sammy, and Tony, I always thought were better singers. But you're right, though. He had Nelson Riddle. And, of course, Count Basie, he had some good fans behind him.
My favorite, Billy May.
Brothers.
Billy May was great.
Yeah.
Those are the swinging ones, man. Yeah. Where's Ford Prefect? We're talking Sinatra over here, man.
Yeah, he's posting Sinatra still.
He's been franking all week, man.
What's that curse word in that sci-fi? You just got me thinking of that. Fracking?
Frack.
Frack.
Like fracking.
Okay.
like the oil thing. Fracking.
Fracking,
man.
Frank.
You know, I chewed this nicotine gum, right? So they were out of the 2 milligram nicotine gum. So I bought the 4 milligram nicotine gum.
Yeah?
You can feel the nicotine.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, so you're going
yes,
in
indeedy.
Reverse.
Oh, ho, ho. Well, nicotine's good for you, man.
All right. I know it.
It's the smoking, it's no goo.
Yeah. All that poison shit they put in it. That's good for
you. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like Gigantor, man. He just puffs on those homemade ones, you know.
That's why he talks like this. When Malt Liquor Man first called in the show, I thought for sure it was Gigantor on your other phone. Remember we talked about that after the show? We didn't know who the hell
was. Yeah. I figured out who he was, man, the first night. I was a detective. Yeah. Indeed. Well, Malt Liquor Man will not be with us tonight. He's in weekend jail.
At least we have him on Monday. That's when it counts.
Excuse me. Yes. Yes, indeed. This is just a test show.
Test show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hope you got a lot of
money. I don't know, man. What's that?
Hope you got a lot of music,
like that?
Man. It's just cool over here.
I brought plenty. I do have a quickie, but as a matter of fact, very interesting type of quickie too. What the hell was it? let me look at my thingy here. I took a too long of a nap. It was like. If I'd have got up in 45 minutes, I'd have been good, but I went for the whole hour, and now I'm like kind of dying. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I like this. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a Possum Hour quickie.
Well, people stop me often and ask if I'm Merv Griffin, but I don't even know him. I've never seen his show. Now everybody loves him. What would they do without him? They ask me all about him. And I don't even know.
His name is Homer Griffin. His name is Homer Griffin. His name is Homer Griffin. His real name is George. They think that they all know me.
nipples. I wish that they were dead.
His name is Homer Griffin. His name is Homer Griffin. His name is Homer Griffin. His real name is George.
Sometimes have the best fucking word, like je ne sais quoi. Doesn't that mean how do you say? It has a how do you say, you know, and you can't, it's something you can't put into words is what it is, what that means. Something that means has something. He's blah, 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 blah. You know, they traced one of the rifles used in the parachuting to one of the clowns that was involved in Iran-Contra.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all one big circle. It all goes around and around and around and around. It's the same guys, different day. Different guys, same day.
Jesus, you know.
Follow the money, and then you'll find the honey.
Hell in a handbasket.
Hell in a... You got that right. And speaking of hell in a handbasket...
Oh, all right. Is that time?
Is it too soon? Is it too soon?
Oh, you can't. It's never too soon for the 3 minutes.
The 3 minutes. You are correct, sir. Boy, I got a ton of them. I'm backing up on 3 minutes here, man.
Cool.
I could do like 12, 15. I could do about 18 minutes over here.
Oh, no shit. Well,
that's a quickie.
A
that don't
special.
Count.
2 hours special.
This one here.
3 minutes.
This one here I'll play later. It's a quickie. That's a 2 minute. That's no 3 minutes. I mean, you can get away. It's not exactly 3 minutes, but 2 minutes.
We go by the baker's dozen thing here. We can get a little extra.
Okay, well, this one is actually 3 minutes. Now, hey, left. So I could do the Art Paul.
Yeah. Art Paul.
Well, should I Art Paul? No, should I save the Art Paul? Do the Art Paul tonight?
Yeah.
Is this
you
other thing?
You got psyched for that 3 minutes you originally recorded. Maybe we should.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. This is really weird, man. You got to pay attention to this one and to get. I mean, it's a weird one. It's very weird. Not unmelodic. Yet, weird enough that it qualifies as 3 minutes you'll never get back.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's a faker. The faker you're saying, huh?
It's an outlier, is what it is.
Okay.
Too much information. I gotta wait for the music to. So I can say, 3 minutes! Yeah, we get back. It smells like Karen Carpenter.
Load up all your guns and bring your friends. It is lots of fun to lose and to pretend. She is so overboard, stupidly self-assured, and I know that's a dirty word again. I'm the worst at what I do the best. For this lovely gift, sweet Jesus, I feel blessed. 'Cause our group's always been and will be to the end. A mosquito, my libido, and the rest. Oh, baby, with all the lights out here, so much more dangerous, here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. Oh, what else can I be? 'Cause I'm all apologies, and I swear to you I don't have a gun. I'm like a Pisces when I'm weak. Heart-shaped box for weeks. I'm forever enticed by your priceless advice. You can come here doused in mud or soaked in bleach. Now I've just forgotten why I take, but I guess it put a smile upon my face. It was hard, hard to find. Oh, whatever, never mind. I wish I could eat your cancer when it hits. Oh, baby, with all the lights out, it is so much more dangerous. Here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. I wish I was like you, 'cause you're easily amused, and I swear to you I don't have a gun. Oh, Courtney, with all the lights out, it is so much more dangerous, here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. We like all the pretty songs, and we like to sing along. Okay, maybe I just might have a gun.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is.
I'm on the highway to hell.
There it is.
Outstanding. Good stuff.
Isn't that some weird, wild stuff? How the words to the one song fit the other song, and then it makes the other song fucked up. Because I'll tell you what, man, this is a true confession. I'm going to get a little red-faced here. Sometimes I Karen Carpenter come on to you. I can't help but shed a tear, man. See, something in her voice is just spooky and otherworldly.
Yep.
She was possessed by good demons.
But they did a good job with the Cry 2 song. Remember that? The call on occupants of interplanetary craft.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They did a good job with it. Yeah.
But she is so tragic, you know.
What are you going to do?
It doesn't make you look fat. It doesn't. You look great. The fuck is that shit, man? Starve yourself.
That's a fucked up disease.
There's a weird note I got down here. It's Wendy's not here, so who do I talk to about this shit? But Gummy, I'll confide in you. This is the weirdest thing though, and I don't think I'm, you know, like my age is vast, quickly taking any looks that I had and dashing them to the ground, and yet twice at gigs, ladies have said you have nice skin. What the fuck is that? My skin?
Oh,
that weirdness or what, man?
That is strange. And you get it more than one?
Well, yeah, because this one lady was real old. So, I mean, you know, compared to you, yeah, you know, hey, it's a baby's butt. But the second time it was a gal, around my age. It's why you have such nice skin. And I'm like, really? Because that's the second fucking time I said that. That's fucked up. Anyway. That's like the only compliment I've had in the last 8 years, though. So, forgive me if I enjoy the afterglow of that. Okay. Oh, okay. I'm gonna start out with the weirdest fucking thing that I saw this week, and it's not that the moon landings were faked or that they weren't faked.
Kubrick.
I don't know, man. Stranger things. Anyway, this is true, though. This is fucked up weirdness, man. Between the 1940s and the 1970s, several Ivy League colleges had a very strange requirement for all incoming freshman students, male and female. Harvard, Yale, Wesley College, Vassar, Brown. All the students had to go into a room, strip totally naked, and be photographed in the nude.
Did they explain why? That's pretty weird shit.
Ultimately, I think it was... What was the fucking...
Uh-huh.
I don't think anybody really knew... Maybe some kind of eugenics thing or something. But anyway, like all these people, Hillary Clinton. Somewhere out there, there's a naked picture of 18-year-old, 17-year-old Hillary Clinton. Meryl Streep. Yale. All these Ivy League schools. They wanted to study the correlation between a person's body shape and their intelligence. It's kind of, a Nazi type deal, you know.
Definitely.
Guys with long peepees, good. Short peepees, bad. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. But weird shit, isn't that fucking weird?
It could have been a McKenzie study. Or
what's
that guy's name? What's that guy's name that did all the sex studies in the late 40s?
Oh, Masters and Johnson.
A movie. I forget his name. Kelsey?
I don't know.
McKenzie, something like that.
I don't know. I just thought that's some weird fucking shit. I can't imagine my freshman year being told to go in a room and strip naked and be photographed. I would have fucking died. Jeez. I don't think I'd seen myself naked yet. You know? That's fucking weird, man.
That is, man. That's fucked up.
That's a real fucking thing. Oh, well. Oh, the continuing story. Howler Monkey's favorite restaurant going down the tubes, baby. Chipotle. E. coli continues. They're tracing it back to the veggies, man.
Oh, really?
Tomatoes, lettuce. Shit like that. So, hopefully she hasn't yet heard about the salmonella on the spinach and lettuce yet. And she has a big fat burrito this weekend. Wouldn't that be great? I'm not wishing death on her. Just a good 2 weeks on the shitter, you know, with the spinning squirts. Until they have to airdrop Gatorade to her because she's so dehydrated from shitting.
Get that holler,
her asshole becomes a torn pocket. Former sphincter. Okay, enough of that. Not that I hold a grudge.
No.
Okay, a couple months ago I mentioned this, and then later on I thought, Kinsey, there you go, the Kinsey Report.
Yeah. Dr. Alfred Kinsey.
Yeah. That freak. You know he's a freak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a couple months ago I said this about the WEN, W-E-N hair care system that's always on the infomercials late at night.
I see that flavor selling that shit.
Well, a class action lawsuit. I can't believe they're still selling this shit. But it's burning scalps, making hair fall out. It's really not good for your hair, man.
Not according to that guy.
Oh, that guy. You can't have good hair without this shit. Well, not so much, man.
And the bigger the list. You know, the more convincing he is. I mean, this guy ought to know about shampoo.
So, well, we'll see. I guess they're probably trying to sell as much as they can so they can pay off the
lawsuit.
Yeah, I can't. Another fine Duffy Ranker product. That's right. As you know, you can trust Gunthy Ranker. Absolutely.
Well, man.
What do we got here? Some hippie music, mall. I don't think I have any hippie stories, though, but that's cool. That naked picture thing just freaked me out. I don't know. Man. Maybe it's just me. Okay, here's the guy that gets the... I'm sorry. This guy gets the shovel to the head. I can't resist.
I like
He's
it
a husband and father of seven, okay?
Uh-huh.
52-year-old leaves his wife and kids to live as a transgender 6-year-old.
He's living as a
Stephanie.
So he's trying to live like a 6-year-old?
Yeah. He found a couple to adopt him, and he wears little dresses. I'll put the link in there. I don't know. If this thing is for real, he needs a shovel to the head. Something awful.
Oh,
come
man.
On. I mean, I got nothing against these transgender guys, but a transgender 6-year-old? Dude.
Don't you think he's braver than Bruce Jenner? I mean, you're talking about how brave Jenner is.
I think he's crazier than Bruce Jenner. I like the schoolgirl outfit. That's nice. My favorite, though, is with the pacifier and the doll baby next to the Christmas tree. Oh, my God. This guy has kids. His kids. Surprisingly enough, want nothing to do with them anymore. Can't imagine. So.
I love the way the mother's looking at him. Like I finally got a family. We're a family. Oh, she's older than the mother.
Oh, man. That guy.
Look at his butt.
He's something else, man. Shovel to the head for this guy.
Oh, definitely.
All right, let's get him.
Ow!
Ow! What a douchebag!
They had to give him a big dob to try to make him look smaller. Oh, God. What a freak show.
It takes all kinds, ladies and gentlemen, but when it comes to that guy, stay away from me. That's so dumb. I mean, come on, man.
I want
to be a 6-year-old boy, but I'm 50 fucking 5, dude. You know? I live in the fucking real world.
Oh, God. God bless America.
God bless Canada.
Yes. Oh, God.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have no exit.
That's where Multi comes in.
Yeah, take us out, Kaz.
Right.
There it is.
Don't stop me.
back to our show.
I put on Hard-Hearted Alice. Who comes in at the Possum Lounge? But good-hearted Apple Cheeks Alice. Get the fuck out.
It's like you're calling.
You know? I gotta get a theremin. You know?
They look pretty cool, man. I was just watching a YouTube video of some girl player one.
Man, what if they got them on eBay?
Well, how much they run?
They're probably a little pricey.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What if Dr. Gloom's got a theremin? He's the type of guy to have a theremin. You got a theremin there, Dr. Gloom? Oh, by the way, Dr. Gloom's here. Welcome to the show.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, we got a second opinion.
Cool.
That was so weird, though. Hard-hearted Alice, and then boom. That's my favorite Alice Cooper album because it was my first.
You always love your first.
Mm-hmm. By the time Possum Hour finally is off the air, I will have played every cut from that album.
Okay, set yourself goals. That's good.
Yeah. That and then that one
Alice.
Yoko Ono. Once, and when you hear that Yoko Ono tune, you know that's it, man.
That's right. We're done.
The shark has been jumped, carved up, and eaten for Din Din. Stay tuned. Could be any day now.
Yeah, I see it coming.
Handwriting's on the wall, eh? Oh, well. It's all goo.
Yeah, put that out. We're keeping ourselves amused.
Absolutely. Hey! Why don't we dance?
Yes, dance party.
Decker's dance party.
Yeah, baby.
Hippity hoppity hoopity. It's the. Is there anything more fun than this? No.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Well, I went to the party feeling bad, thinking it would be a flop. My good loving baby had stood me up, and I didn't wanna do the bop. I didn't wanna do the bop. I stood in a corner all alone, watching them do the drag.
What a drag.
When the queen of the hop strolled up to me and asked me if I knew how to shag. Asked me if I knew how to shag. Well, I knew how to walk, I knew how to slide, I knew how to pogo too.
Pogo.
I could chicken hop and cha-cha-cha, but the shag was totally new.
Shag, shag.
The shag was totally new. She said, come on, man, let's burn up the floor. The shag is easy to do.
Shag, shag.
She showed me how, and in no time at all, I was shagging too.
Me too.
I was shagging too.
An imbecile?
Yeah. Oh, here's a classic.
Keeping your poop in a jar.
Really, dude? Really?
Yeah.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
You're being very on, dude.
That's the truth of that matter. All right.
Everything
a little trip
about
down Sonic Lane.
They said they might do a Deadwood movie or something, but that really
sweet.
Keeps moving around.
I want to binge watch that sometime, man.
But
that's got to get on Netflix.
Yeah, but the trouble is they just pulled it. There's no closure.
I know, but I only saw the first few, and when they killed off Wild Bill Hickok, I was pissed off. I said, "Fuck you!" He's like, that's my favorite guy's show. Fuck, kill him. Like third episode or something.
That's a great show.
I know. It's a Western, by God. And speaking of which, man, I am now in heaven. I'm in TV heaven, free TV. In my area of the country is awesome. You'd be an idiot to pay for cable. My God. I'm going to have Johnny Carson now.
Very good.
I got them all. Hey, Meet TV, Antenna TV.
I got a question for you. You know where they, on the side of your screen where they tell you what channels you get?
Okay.
I got three that says Get TV.
Huh. Are they all
but
the same or different?
But only one place. The other two, it's just not available. I wonder if they're holding that for a new channel.
That could be, because that's what happened with that one, that science fiction one I got.
Yeah?
It was Get TV for a couple of days.
Oh, good. Then that's what's going on then. It looks like I'm
so,
getting a new channel soon.
Yeah, they're expanding that shit, man.
I hope one of them is MeTV.
I hope you get your MeTV back, because MeTV is kind of the granddad of all those channels, you know. They got the best shows.
Yeah, but
They got the black and white Gunsmokes at 1 o'clock now. I think tomorrow is the very first episode with Festus.
Ah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Big time. You know who his girlfriend was?
Who?
Luann Poovey.
Luann Poovey.
Yes! And there's Ford Prefect!
Ford.
He knows all about Luann Poovey. You know about Luann Poovey. There's one where she gets in a little sexy costume. And Festus gets kind of...
Festus,
please. She was Festus. Well, see, in originally Festus was a lot cooler than in the later episodes. He was kind of a operator, you know. He wasn't quite the total second banana boob type guy. He's more of a comedy relief later on. He was a cooler character, much more had a lot more layers to him early on. So those are fun to watch. I've seen them all though, because I'm the Gunsmoke. Gay. I see. But there's so fucking many, I might forget them.
I can't get it.
I saw one on a quiz that said which show had more episodes, Gunsmoke or Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I guess I'm probably wrong by the way you're saying it. I would guess Dark Shadows being a.
It is. Yeah. Is that wild stuff?
Well,
Festus' mule's
daily.
Name is Ruth. Herd mentality. Ruthie, the mule.
Dark Shadows was on every day.
Right, because it was on daily. But still, I mean, fucking Gunsmoke was on 20 years, and in the first 10 or so, they did like 32 episodes a season and shit.
Holy shit.
They did a shitload more per season in the early years of TV. They figured out, well, fuck, we only have to give them like 23 and we're cool, you know. we can sit here and chew the fat all night, but that ain't going to get a polka played, is it?
A polka? God damn.
Yes! Dadgum polka. You got that right, Jack.
That's what Possum's all the fuck about.
Well, on Friday. So you're just in time. Monsieur Prefect. It, you know, Gunsmoke almost is a religion, Ford. All right, so here we go. It's time to polka. It's a goodie. Professor Gumby, a little extra in your paycheck this week.
Oh, okay.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Prefect Gumby come up with that one last. Yeah, that was like at 3 in the morning or something.
Yeah, like at 30.
Chris, what was I doing up?
I was surprised that you responded. Yeah.
I like getting the show together like the day before. I get most of the shit picked out before.
Uh-huh.
That leaves me time to blow shit up and stuff, you know. So that's not, that was good.
Okay, cool.
But almost all Canadians are Canadians. Wow. I did not know that. That's some wild, weird stuff. I can't fucking wait for Johnny Carson. Dude.
That's
Johnny Carson. How fucking great is that going to be?
And they're doing every fucking episode.
Wow. Where are they starting at? Where do they don't have the early New York shows, do they?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm curious to see how that turns out.
Yeah. Because they always started keeping
the ones where Woody Allen was filling in.
Oh, yeah, those old... Well, they must have them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
I'm going to be curious. It's going to be great.
Well, we got a couple
weeks
to find out.
Yeah, Antenna TV, Apple Cheeks. I don't know if they get that up in your nape of the neck. Antenna TV, they're going to have Johnny Carson Tonight Show every night, probably, what, 11:30, I hope. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I think so. Around that area.
The Jimmys, the other guy, Colbert, they're doomed, man. They're bringing back the big guy. It's about fucking time. You know what
Jimmy
I'm saying?
Jimmy Fallon's such a douchebag. Never liked
him. Oh,
he's
a douchebag.
Okay.
And then that other guy. The fat guy comes on after Colbert. You seen him?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Guy ever met a razor? The guy ever met a razor? Dude.
I'm tired of this kid.
There's young men that wear the two-day growth of beard. I'm tired of it.
All
fucking
right.
Either shave or grow a beard, dick.
Yep. I thought that went out with Miami Vice. They're still doing
my God. I was watching that one night. Everybody fucking on there had a goddamn...
Jesus Christ.
You know, 10 o'clock shadow there.
Huh?
Jack-offs. Jag-offs.
Jed Clampett started it. Jed Clampett was...
Well... I have to have a long talk with that boy. Man, you've almost, you and the audience there. Well, you too, Gumby, have almost wasted 90 minutes on the possum.
Yep. Okay.
You'll have
gotta
that.
Gotta have another quickie for us or something. You know, you have something in the bag.
Oh, I got a special. I got something special to end the show with.
Oh, okay, cool. It's not Yoko, is it? Because it's almost
No. It's not a sign of the apocalypse by any means.
Oh, Wendy, we miss you.
Man, I mean, you know, shave, man. When I don't shave, I look like a bum.
Yep.
I look like a fucking bum.
What is that? The razors.
Okay.
They said they're electric razors just to pour a trim to keep it out of the fuck shadow.
I can't do that. Well, mine's all gray, so I look like an old alky bum.
Same here.
Hey, kids, you got a dime?
You won't have that smooth skin everyone's complimenting you on.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, man. That's some weird shit. Because I've got, like, Mr. Burns dots now and crow's feet. And I look like hell. I do.
Ladies see
nice
something
skin.
Different.
Nice skin, my Aunt Fanny.
Like
all
a
right.
baby's
well,
behind.
Think, like a baby's behind you. All right, everybody. Thanks for coming. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe they're not used to seeing a guy that shaves, you know. Yeah, I shaved, man. You know, trying to be polite over here. Trying to some bum, some stumble bum. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. It was fun.
Visit Grenache.
We can do this, Gumby. Me and you, man. But next time, we need to play the game. What's that sound?
Yeah.
You get a caller to call in and guess the sound.
Definitely.
Canadian.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm going for my green goodness now.
Green goodness?
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
Good
washer
stuff.
Machine.
Good stuff.
Washer machine.
I've got the best beer by far.
Yeah.
Molson Canadian. A product from the great country of Canada. I'm big fans of Canada over here.
You gotta be.
Our neighbors to the
Canadian
north.
Canadian chicks are high, man. Love Canadian.
Salute! Salute! You hosers! Eh? Getting the transporter warmed up over here.
Great
goodness. Oh, Molson Canadian. I'm thanking once again each and every one of you, and you know who I mean, for coming to the show and helping me toddle off into senility with a few friends around me to humor me and make me feel better about myself. All right. Molson Canadian Energize!
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Senya comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Not a bad show, man. Good stuff.
Hey, man.
We're getting the hang of this after 5 years.
It ain't like you didn't contribute your nuts and bolts, sir. I'll tell you that. Absolutely.
A big bag of nuts and bolts.
I don't know, that Karen Carpenter thing I just thought was weird, man.
Yeah.
You know? How the just matched up and my libido. Yeah. And a dead on Karen Carpenter, because that's a really rare voice to be able to imitate, I would think.
That woman nailed it.
Yeah. Because, like I said, she's got something in her voice, man. It just gets to me. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. Yeah, I thought that Let It Be thing. I was like, man, what do we do with this? It's, I don't know, it's not quite the polka, but yeah, it's like a coda, you know. It's a coda.
I think I worked out good. Ended
yeah.
The show with a time.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta exit on that one. You know.
Yep.
That's an out the door one there.
I went to Hollywood one year. Went to Hollywood one year with this guy who loved the Carpenters. It was really weird.
Yeah.
The guy was 30 something. All he did was constantly play the Carpenters.
That's uncool.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. That's very uncool.
Very fucked up.
Very uncool.
Strange cat.
Yeah. Here we go. One more.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yep.
There we go. I got to let the dog in. He didn't wee-wee in the kitchen, so I'm going to say tonight's show is a complete success.
Eh.
No wee-wee in the kitchen, in the galley.
That's how you know. That's how Ted lets you know.
Yeah. No, that's just us two. You know, we have to find some measure to judge how good the show went. Ted's bladder will be our yardstick from here on out.
I like
there you
the
go,
the most
Bob.
Accurate.
Oh, the poor guy. I got to get him to the vet.
Yeah.
Jeez. I've been so busy, man. That's a bad excuse, man. He's my fucking dog. I need to take care of him.
Of course, they can't walk.
Tuesday I can take him out. I got a gig Monday. Gonna do Possum, but I gotta get the Possum together before Monday.
Because
I gotta work Monday afternoon. I'm busy all week, man. I'm ending strong, man. You know.
Well.
My last week I got gig. I think I got. What do I got? I got Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm not working, but starting tomorrow. Working every day. Like a regular Joe. Oh, make some dough in a higher tax bracket.
I want that.
I took a job in Cincinnati, though.
Yeah?
Man, I hate driving down there. That, you know, it's like, man, you know, which trip is where you're going to get the flat tire or the wheels are going to fall off of the truck or something, you know. Those long trips. I don't like long trips.
You should go there once a year, right? This isn't your regular Cincinnati gig, is it?
This was a last-minute special deluxe that I just got handed today for next Thursday. I almost went to Cincy for the nurses the other night. That was on the way to Cincy. That was down there by the Kings Island where the Brady Bunch
that?
Went. It was fun. They were, you know. They were...
Well, nurses are cool.
Well, they,
the
they were having fun. They were, you know, they were being naughty and running around and giggling and talking about boners and stuff, you know, like, hee-hee.
It's dealing your smooth skin.
Yeah, I was, that was where I had the second lady said that, yeah. Was it the?
Maybe it's a nurse.
She was a little. She was a little drunk, and I think she was coming on, and maybe she was married. So.
Oh, I love married women. It
wouldn't have been worth the risk of the shotgun. You know what I mean? It wasn't. You know. Wasn't quite. What do you call it? Here? All right. So anyway, we'll be back Monday.
Yeah, cool.
And I believe Malt Liquor Man will join us.
Malt Liquor Man.
Yeah.
Okay,
and we'll blow up more Christmas.
Blowing up Christmas.
Yeah. Shouldn't be hard. I got 2 Christmas gigs between now and Monday.
Plenty of shit.
Something's going to get on my nerves. Uh-huh.
And you got Sir Pissy Pants to blow up.
Yeah, well, that's in the... That's in the way. I blew that up before, but I know I can do better.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Shall we give Tommy a nudge?
Yeah.
Go have your cigar.
Oh, yeah.
There's Tommy. Tommy. I got so much shit on here. Hey, good tonight. You couldn't tell that I had too much shit on here. All right, it was all nice and limber.
I was at Grimmy's show a couple days ago. Wednesday night, I think.
Yeah?
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just showed up. I don't know what the hell they were talking about. I did that beat stuff. But it's
I've been reading a lot of Fantastic Four comics, man. I could talk about that for a while with them guys.
Oh, shit.
But I don't really go near any of the Star Trek and Star Wars and that kind of shit. They kind of took all the fun out of that shit for me, man.
Especially the Star Wars nonsense.
They hate everything. Hey, Mikey. You know. They won't eat it. He hates everything. Negative vibes, man. But God bless them. God bless America, man. They pay half the rent, so.
Yep,
you go on and do whatever you want, brother.
He was trashing Gotham. The show that I'm just getting into. He was trashing.
Never watched. Got nothing on that.
Well, the first season,
on
I seen a little
Laramie.
Bit of it. It sucked.
Is Laramie on? Oh, I saw a good Laramie this morning. Hoagie Carmichael played the piano in it.
Oh, no shit.
Very cool. Oh, and I found out why he got canned from Laramie, from the show.
Why? What was the reason?
He kept missing work because he just wanted to play golf. That's what they said.
I like that.
You know, the Hoag. He's the coolest, dude. He is the fucking coolest. My favorite. My favorite. Absolutely.
That's like Steve Martin on his show.
Yeah,
he never went to rehearsals because he was golfing.
He always had that delivery, almost like Bing Crosby-esque kind of delivery. Kind of old boy from Indiana. Indiana's own.
I like it.
Doodly doodly.
Ready to go,
Hogan. All right.
I love him.
Right. Well, sir, well done. Top notch.
Fun time.
Feather in your cap. Come back, Wendy.
Wendy.
Say good night, Gumby.
Good night, Gumby.
Don't drop the soap, Malty. Good night, everybody. Good night, Gracie.
Good night, everybody.
I got Gracie again, too, which is great.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I think the piano maybe is better. I just realized to stop struggling. Hello? Yoko? Yeah. Well, it's long.
railroad track, waiting for the freight train to come back. The freight train come back and never make no stop. Lost John thought he'd have to ride the top. Well, he's long, long lost John. Hey, long, long lost John. Well, lost John standing by the railroad track, waiting for the freight train. Have to ride the top with his long, long, long lost Jones. But he's long, long lost Jones. Lost Jones was standing by the railroad track, waiting for the freight train to come back. The freight train come back to never make no stop. Lost Jones thought he'd have to ride the defunct. That's one of the problems of it.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!